morning, evening, and good night. Welcome to In My Head, and I'm your host, Jazzy, and I can't wait to chat with you in a little bit. Hello, everyone. I hope everyone is having or had a good day today. And if you didn't, I hope I can brighten your day by just a little bit. So without further ado, let's get started. So, I don't know who all is in school or not, but our first topic, we are going to be talking about school. So, school in COVID is just like, it's not mixing well together. It's not it. I'm not liking it. Not one bit at all. Like, I don't mind having to do online classes, but like, one thing I've realized while we've been under COVID and doing school is that I can do online classes, but I prefer to be in class. Like, I've realized I am a visual learner. That, and there's so many distractions at home. Like, I get my work done, but a lot of this stuff, I will admit, it gets done last minute. Luckily, I'm just good when it comes to getting my work done, but I procrastinate a lot. Like, I already knew I procrastinated, but like, procrastination is real, especially in college when you have all this time on your hands. In between classes, it's not like in high school where you have certain classes, you have like a little 5-minute break, because I have my younger siblings, one's in high school, one's in middle school, and the other two are in elementary school, and like they get their little breaks every now and then, but like they have set assignments during the time that they're in school. But like in college, you have assignments that you might be doing in class, but then you have a buttload of work that you need to do outside of class. And I realize I procrastinate. I get it done, but I mean, it's not a good thing to procrastinate as much as I do. But oh yeah, by the way, I hope everybody's doing great in their classes, because like I said earlier, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of us that have been going through it. Like I said earlier, I'm over school now. And at this point, when it comes to school, I'm just over it. I just want my degree and I want to bounce. Because, no, I wasn't even in school yet. I was registering for school. This is what started my frustrations. So, for college, you have to register for classes yourself. And right now, currently, my college is in Florida. Currently, I am in Texas. So, I have had to try and email all these papers in back to financial aid and all this stuff. It's taken me almost 2 months to get certain papers through. So, they had this thing set up to where students can get all this stuff, can register for school online via Zoom. And so I did that. And so the financial aid lady that I have been emailing, or at least trying to, quote unquote, trying to email these stuff to, when I finally get her, she says, I haven't sent her these emails. And at this point, now I'm pissed, because I'm like, almost called this lady out her name. She's a real nice lady, but she really pissed me off just during that moment. But she pissed me off because when she has said that I haven't sent them, I'm like, ma'am, I'm going to give you the receipts. I'm going to give you the exact dates I sent them and the exact times I sent them. I'm going to need you to go through your emails, because I'm not about to send these attachments one more time, because a lot of stuff is personal information. So I gave her the receipts. She looked back, finally saw that, in fact, they were in her email. She just didn't look down to see them. In which I had to calm myself down, because I had to remind myself, they're going through hundreds of students. So I had to remind myself, calm down, you got it. But then it turned into next week. And so I had to get my grandma, who lives in Florida, to go up to the school in person so I can get the stuff done. This is where I felt bad. Like, look, your grandparents are a blessing. If you are blessed enough to have your grandparents in your life, that is a blessing. Because my grandma, God bless her soul, my grandma waited 3 hours in that gym. Because you know COVID, so everybody has to be social distance. She waited 3 hours in the gym to help me get registered. I was able to get registered for classes. But the fact that my grandma had to wait 3 hours to help me get registered is what I was most, like, distraught about. Like, ooh, the whole situation pissed me off. And then even my grandma was saying it took forever to get through financial aid with this lady. Even then. And because she said once she got past financial aid, once we got the student accounts, everything went smooth as day. It was only financial aid where it took forever. And it was like, same thing I told my grandma. I sent you these things. It took forever for her to do this. And then it took forever for her to do it in person. So now I'm just like, oh, Lord. Grandma, you are a saint. Because, oh, I felt so bad. Because I was like, I didn't know you had to wait 3 hours. If I would have known you were going to have to wait that long, I would have just went back to Florida and did all this myself. Because I can drive. I would have did all this myself. But like, oh my gosh. The whole situation was just frustrating. But then, once I finally get registered, because we didn't even mention about now we're actually in our classes. So, I'm in classes. Let me just say, don't you hate it, for all my college students out there, don't you hate it when you hate a class that you need for your major? Like, I hate my theory class. And not trying to talk bad about the professor, but I hate that there's only one professor that's teaching this class. Because I wouldn't mind taking this class if it was like a different professor or something. Like, my one thing about teachers is like, yeah, learn, you gotta know what you're teaching. But also, I feel like teachers should learn how to teach stuff in different ways. Because my main pet peeve when it comes to when teachers are teaching is when the student is confused and you don't, and now you're getting frustrated because you don't know another way to help the student because they're confused. And yeah, so like in high school, like if anybody knows me, I hate math with a passion. And because of that, I had to retake, I think it was geometry back in high school. I had to retake geometry. And the teacher, they had changed all the people that had failed geometry that quarter. They had switched them all over to this one teacher. That teacher told us, not everybody learns differently. And he understands that. And that's why he teaches, that's why he learned how to teach the subject in different ways. And sure enough, we all passed with A's and B's. It would have seemed like we were all mathematicians with the change of pace that it was in that class. Like, I was sitting there helping other students when they were confused. That's how good this teacher was. Because, Lord, my first teacher that they gave me at the beginning of the year, she only teaches one way. And then she gets mad at you. And it was just like, ugh, lady, I don't want to be in this class no more. But then, that other teacher, he's a saint from God as well. But, yeah. I'm so sick of these classes, like, not even my theory class, but, like, other classes, and I think it also, in part, to it being virtual, that's the problem as well, but we can't help that, because even if we do the hybrid, where you can come in the class once a week, it's still mainly virtual, and I think that's the problem, especially when it comes to, like, music classes, because I'm a music major. With music classes, I feel like it's better for classes to be taught in person, but we can't do that because, you know, you don't want to risk people catching COVID. But yeah, I feel like it'd be better to do in classes because I'm going to be honest. With this last class I did, I have this conducting class. I don't know what I was doing wrong. Like, I was doing exactly, at least to my knowledge, I don't know if I was doing it, still doing it wrong or not, but I was doing exactly as my instructor was saying to do, and he was still saying I was wrong, and at that point, I was getting frustrated, and I just wanted to hang up, but, you know, my parents raised me right, and we don't hang up on people just because we're mad, but I almost hung up on my professor because I was just getting mad. That and certain people, like, there's classmates that don't be showing up for class, and it pisses me off because, like, I know certain people are in my classes, but they don't show up. And for the classes that I need help with, because I don't fully understand with, I'm the only person there. And it's one of the teachers that don't know any other ways to explain it, to help me out. But, yeah, school has been trying. Let's just say that. It has been a trying experience. And I hope that everybody else is doing better than I am. Because, man, I never want to drop out of school so bad. I'm not going to. Especially if you're junior or senior, don't drop out of school. Just go ahead, fight through it, because you're almost done anyways. But I hope everybody else is doing good in school, because school is frustrating me out. Okay, we're going to be moving on to the next topic for today. So, this is going to be sort of like a, I don't know if some of y'all listen, but are on Reddit. And because my favorite thing on Reddit is this one thing called Am I the Asshole? It's basically where people, they'll post like little discussion things, and they'll post the scenario or like the situation, and then they'll ask Reddit, am I the asshole, for like yada yada yada. Like, one I read was, my as wife or girlfriend or whatever, I got her Animal Crossing, which is a good game, you should go play it. But she hasn't taken a shower in like a week or two, and am I the asshole for kicking her out of the room, making her sleep somewhere else? I don't think he's an asshole, because if y'all are grown adults, if you ain't washing your ass, that's disgusting. But that's sort of what we're gonna be doing here. So let me think of a title. So it's not an am I the asshole, but it's similar. But we're gonna be talking about toxic relationships, particularly the toxic relationship that my friend was involved, not like personally, but she was the third party that was involved. Sadly, she was a victim of a man, not even man, of someone who's cheating on their significant other. So my friend, she had a get together and she hooked up with this one guy, and to everybody else's knowledge at the party and their recollection, this guy was saying he was single, and like apparently he was like very adamant about it, but he was saying he was single. And so, you know, they hooked up. And so tell me why the guy who supposedly says he's single is married. He's married, and he was telling everybody at the party he was single, hooked up with my friend, and then now my friend is getting assaulted. And yeah, she's taking all this flack because this woman's supposed husband isn't being faithful in their relationship. And like, it's harassment and assault, because she did put her hands on my friend, which when I found out, I was about to go over to her house and like, ooh. But anyways, I digress. So my thing about this whole situation is, if you're supposedly supposed to be in a marriage, a committed relationship, and everybody's saying that your husband, your supposed husband, is telling everybody he's single when he's outside of the house, not with you, then you need to be talking to your husband, not the third party. Because my thing about cheating is, I don't blame the third party unless they already knew and they continue to do it. If you genuinely didn't know that the person you're hooking up with was in a relationship, and you decided, once you found out, you're like, we can't do this because I'm not about to be a part of that. My thing is, if I hook up with you and you're in a relationship, that's on you, because you willingly knew that you're in a relationship and you willingly decided to cheat on your partner. That's my take on cheating. But if both parties knew and consented, even after the knowledge of the other person being in a relationship, that's what I have a problem with. And that's, and this is why I have a problem with both of the parties, the man and the married couple, because he knew he was in a relationship, and she knew, and if she was in a relationship that committed to him, why are you getting mad at the third party when the third party is apologizing and actively avoiding y'all after apologizing and telling you, this is what happened, I apologize, you can take it as it is, but this is what happened, and you're still harassing them? You need to start talking to your husband, because your husband is the problem. I digress, though. But yeah, it just makes no sense. I hate when people do that. It just, this is one of the things about relationships that pisses me off to the max. Ooh. But yeah, I think that the lady was definitely 100% the asshole. That was not telling. No, I'm gonna tell her business. But I heard from the grapevine that she ended up having her own little side piece too. So not only are you mad that your supposed husband is cheating on you, but you got a side piece too. Not only is that unfair to the third party, it's disrespectful, and it makes you look extremely stupid and dumb. Don't be getting mad that your husband don't have double standards when it comes to your relationship. If it's okay for you to be cheating, then one, you shouldn't be in a relationship. But then it's okay for your husband to be going out there, because at that point, y'all just need to get a divorce. If both of y'all are not committed in this relationship, go ahead and get a divorce. Because marriage shouldn't be a convenience financially. I understand there's a lot of religions and practices where that's a social norm, but unless that's the case, don't just be careful who you marry. Because you shouldn't marry because of money. My parents have always told me, when I get in a relationship, always marry for love, but also when I'm in a relationship, make sure that I'm financially stable and I'm gonna be alright if the relationship doesn't work. And like, because anything can happen in a relationship. Somebody could pass away, the relationship just doesn't work out and you end up having to live by yourself again, or you have to move out and be in a different situation, and you need to make sure that you're prepared to live by yourself. And but don't be marrying just because, oh, I love him, he's so cute, I want to marry him, when you know you don't love that man. And if you got a side piece, don't be getting mad if your boyfriend, husband is cheating on you, if you're cheating too. I never understand those double standards. It is not okay for nobody to be cheating in a relationship, and don't you hold nobody down if you're doing the same exact thing. Especially if that person wants to get out of that relationship, but you say they can't do this and that, but you going around doing the same exact things you saying that they can't. Ooh. Who's getting on my nerves? They get on my nerves. Oh my goodness. But, yeah. Don't be cheating. Moral of the story. Don't cheat. And if you find out that the person you are with is cheating, leave them. Don't be that type of person. Because it's not going to end well for either party. Don't cheat. Moral of the story. Okay, so far we have discussed school and toxic relationships that have been stressing me out. But one thing which I feel like we can all relate to that stresses us out is when we watch movies. We're going to end this one a little lightheartedness. But movies stress me out. And specifically like horror thriller type movies. So recently I saw the movie Fantasy Island, which is a good movie, and also, spoiler alerts ahead, I will ruin the movies. So now you know, I done said the movies, hold on, there's two movies. Cabin in the Woods and Fantasy Island. Spoiler alert, I am gonna reveal the ending for you. But They're such good movies, but they stressed me out. So, Fantasy Island, not as much as Cabin in the Woods. Cabin in the Woods, I saw that when I was in high school. That stressed me the frick out. So, Cabin in the Woods, it has Chris Hemsworth, I forgot who all else is in it, but apparently, long story short, there's this company that keeps the balance of the Earth. I guess they're the new Avatar, but they keep the balance, and they have to kill off certain people around, certain times of the year in order for the quote-unquote gods to not come and destroy Earth. So, this group of teens, young adults, they're all, like, they all have the stereotypical horror movie people in. They got the girl who, you got the couple that just wants to have sex everywhere. You have the stoner, you have the jock, you have the virgin. And so, of course, they figure out, we need to leave. We're gonna die if we stay here. And what makes me mad is how everybody dies. Like, some people die from being dumb, some people die being heroic, some people die trying to get away. Your classic horror movie stuff. But, like, the two deaths that got on my nerves the most were, I believe they were, like, the last two. So, Chris Hemsworth's character, I was really rooting for him, but then they just, like, shattered all my dreams in this scene. He's going to take his motorcycle and jump over this little canyon thing to get to the other side so they can leave, get some help, or something. Why do they have a force field so they can't escape? I was so pissed off when I saw that scene. And then at the end of it, the last two that are alive are the virgin and the druggie. And first of all, listen to your drugged friend. When you're in the cabin in the woods, yeah, they might be a little high, but me being my little paranoid self, I'ma stay on the fence all night. I probably won't go to sleep, but like, I'm at least not going to go out without a fight. But the virgin and the druggie, they're sitting there smoking a cigarette, because at that point they're like, we're not about to die because y'all made bad decisions with some quote-unquote guys. So they're sitting there smoking a cigarette in the little laboratory thing, like underground, and then a big giant hand comes and destroys, like, it just, like, big hand slaps down on the camera, and it's like, that's the end of the movie. I was so mad when it was revealed what was happening, because, like, all these failed, like, we couldn't kill all these other groups of people, so y'all are our last resort. I was so pissed, but, like, then I was stressed out, first of all. I was stressed out. But it turned into me being pissed, because I was like, really, that's how we're going to end the movie? And then I was stressed all over again, because that's how they ended the movie. But then, fast forward like 3-4 years later to now I'm watching Fantasy Island, which was very well made. I did not see any of the twists that showed up. So, for those who don't know, Fantasy Island, it's basically this movie where there's this island that can make your fantasy come true. And the one line that the guy has said, I forgot his name, I forget the actor's name, but you have to complete your fantasy till the end. So, if you end up dying, you gotta die. That's how your fantasy ends. That's what has to happen. So, long story short, one of the people that came on the island with them, it was her fantasy all along, and basically, because she got bullied when she was younger, and the one guy that she liked died in a fire. I don't know how she found out that all of them were connected to this fire, but she did. But she wanted to have them all die with them, and then they're like, no, that's not how that's supposed to work. One of them, if we go back in the past, none of them tried to help Nick, but she tries to kill them all off because none of them tried to help Nick. But then they were like, hey, if you drink this water, the bully, if you drink this water, you can have your fantasy. Then your fantasy has to be, they have to give you your fantasy too. So she drinks the water from the island, and she was like, I want you to go with Nick. And for those who don't know what that means,
you gonna die with Nick because fuck me dying. And so, yeah. And it was such a good movie. And like, when you find out that they were all intertwined in this one fantasy, it was mind-blowing. It was very well done. I was so impressed. But, yeah, regardless of that, both of those movies, they were pretty similar to me. They stressed me out. I just couldn't deal with it. I was stressed out and then I was pissed off. But we're going to end it on that note. And I hope you all enjoyed this episode. And if you did, please like and subscribe to this podcast. And I will see you later. Bye-bye.